This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Home building in Colorado slowed down in 2023. CPR's Ben Marcus reports permits for new construction fell for a second straight year.
Last year, permits issued for new single-family homes in Colorado fell below 20,000 for the first time in years. John Covert is with the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. He says high interest rates starting in 2022 kept the demand for new homes low.
I think the interest rate spike that we felt back then really had a long-lasting effect all the way through the end of 2023.
Covert says fewer new homes keep supply low and prices high, but he expects home construction to be significantly higher this year as interest rates nationally have started to decline. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
State education officials and advocates want to increase the number of children who get summer meals. They're encouraging community groups to serve as program sites for those meals. That may include camps, universities, and nonprofit and faith-based organizations. Recent data show nearly one in five Colorado households with children faced challenges in providing enough food for their children. In Aurora, the Stanley Marketplace has been hosting new immigrant vendors with the help of local volunteers. Denverite's Isaac Vargas reports they'll have one last event before setting up shop somewhere else.
Selling everything from recycled dog leashes to homemade arepas, members of a Venezuelan migrant Facebook group have helped Denver's new immigrants find ways to showcase their skills and talents for cash. They're hosting their final fundraiser at Stanley on February 6th. After, they'll be heading to other community spaces like Raíces Brewing Company, where they will host a Valentine's Day themed market on February 13.
Denverite's Isaac Vargas. This is CPR News and KRCC.